The death of George Floyd is reverberating through France. Many people there are drawing a direct comparison between Floyd's death and that of a black Frenchman who died after being pinned down by police in a Paris suburb in 2016. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
A week after George Floyd's death, 20,000 Parisians defied coronavirus restrictions and demanded justice for 24-year-old Adama Traoré. Traoré died in July 2016. His family and a core support group have always said he was asphyxiated when three policemen pinned him to the ground. Now the rest of France thinks they might have a point. Mathieu Zagrodsky is a lecturer on law enforcement at the University of Versailles.
The George Floyd earthquake really had this tremendous influence on French society. And a lot of people had this sort of, maybe not epiphany, but they realized that, hey, we've been talking about this police brutality problem, this police versus minority problem in France, and there are parallels to draw between the French and American situations.
Zagrodsky says both French and American police overwhelmingly target minorities. But when it comes to violence, he says there is no comparison. French police kill 10 to 15 people a year. American police kill more than 1,000. At a rally this week, protesters evoked a high-profile police killing of another black man more than 30 years ago. Franco-American Idriss Mbodu was there. He grew up in the U.S. and now lives in France.
In the States, me as a black man, like every time that I see a police officer and it's serious, you know, I have to always think, am I going to get shot? You know, I don't feel that as much in France. No. I feel that it's more egalitarian, or it attempts to be more egalitarian. I feel freer here.
Though Mbodu admits that black Americans do enjoy a special kind of status in France. France became a haven for African American writers, musicians, and artists looking to escape Jim Crow America. But other French blacks say racism is rampant, it's just more hidden and subtle than in America. Marie-Jeanne Mbokolo was born in France to Congolese parents.
France is a very hypocrite country. They look at the USA and say, oh my God, it's so racist country, but our country is so racist, even in the institution. For example, in school, when your parents are African, they make you feel like you're not French.
France does not keep statistics on race on the principle that everyone is equal under the Republic. Actor Thierry Picot says that does not make France colorblind.
American people know that there's racism in the country. Here, everyone wanted to pretend like it's nothing. So I'm actually very surprised and almost emotional today being here because I've been to many protests and it's the first time that I see so many white people.
Aujourd'hui, c'est le monde entier qui se lève pour dire que nous sommes une humanité.
Beyond the Adama Traoré case, George Floyd's death is pushing France into a national conversation about racism within the police and society as a whole.
De la prise par le coup. Dite de l'étranglement sera abandonnée.
This week, French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner announced a ban on the use of chokeholds by the police and said there would be zero tolerance for racism in law enforcement. Tomorrow, there will be more protests to demand that Adama Traoré's case be reopened. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.